Pope Francis has approved the decree on the beatification of the Polish Olma family from Markowa. The beatification of an entire family, including their unborn child, is an unprecedented event. The date assigned to the Olma family on the liturgical calendar will be July 7th, Victoria and Joseph Olma's wedding day, thus emphasizing the value family represents.
When Joseph and I met, we were both members of the local theater group. My husband supported me not only in everyday life, but also in gaining knowledge during the courses I attended at the Folk University. Joseph and I got married in 1935. We lived in a small house on the outskirts of Markowa. Our children were born soon after. Our home was always filled with warmth and love. And thanks to the children, it was full of life and laughter. Joseph was a man of many talents. He set up a fruit tree nursery in Markowa and was one of the first to grow fruit and vegetables in our village. My husband even built his own beehives and raised silkworms. Joseph was a jack of all trades. He constructed a bookbinding machine and a home wind turbine. And thanks to that, we became the first family in the village to light our house with electricity rather than a paraffin lamp. But Joseph's greatest passion was photography. At first, he used a self-assembled camera. He took pictures of our families and neighbors in Markowa. And my husband liked reading about all sorts of things. He was interested in everything from electrical engineering to everyday life in Australia. He was popular and well-loved among the community. Joseph often worked for the benefit of the village, too. I mean, he was involved in various social activities, such as being the chairman of the Agricultural Education Committee in the Polish Union of Village Youth. And his passion for books, it led him to become a librarian. And he was also the manager of the dairy cooperative in Markowa. Joseph was also a great patriot. And it was out of love for his homeland that he stood up to fight against German aggression in September 1939. Faith had always played an important role in our family life. It inspired us and gave us strength. It guided us in treating others with love and helping those in need.
With the outbreak of war in 1939, the reality of life in Poland changed drastically. The time of occupational terror aimed at the entire society began. In 1942, the Germans murdered most of the Jews in Markowa. Under the threat of death, Poles were forbidden to provide any form of help to the Jews in hiding. The Germans also forced people to participate in searches for hiding Jews. Despite the terrors, as many as 9 Polish families from Markowa continued to shelter Jews in their homes. One of them was the Olma family. In the spring of 1944, one of the officers of the Blue Police, which was created by the Germans, informed his superiors from the German Gendarmerie that the Olmas were hiding Jews. In the morning of 24th March 1944, a group of German officers arrived at the Olma family house. The hiding Jews, Saul Goldman and his sons, Baruch, Mechel, Yachim, and Moshe, as well as Golda Grunfeld and Leah Dittner, with her little daughter Reshla, were shot first. The executioners then dragged Victoria and Joseph out of the house and shot them in front of their children. Eventually, the youngsters, Stasha, aged 8, Basha, 7, Wojo, 6, Franek, 4, Antosh, 3, and Marisha, 1.5, were also killed. At the time of her death, Victoria was pregnant with her 7th child. That morning, the Germans had murdered 17 people. In 1995, Joseph and Victoria Olma were honored with the Righteous Among the Nations Medal. In 2010, they were posthumously awarded the Commander's Cross of the Order of Polonia Restituta by President Lech Kaczynski, on the initiative of President Andrzej Duda. The day of the death of the Olma, Goldman, Grunfeld, and Dittner families, 24th March, was established as the National Day of Remembrance of Poles who saved Jews under German occupation. Thanks to the work of the Institute of National Remembrance and the commitment of its staff, numerous educational and research projects devoted to the subject of the Holocaust and Poles saving Jews have been launched. These efforts also contributed to the founding of the Olma Family Museum in Markova, where we can also learn many similar stories. It is immensely gratifying to see the beatification of this remarkable family, a symbol of humanity. This event will undoubtedly facilitate the dissemination of knowledge about people who sacrificed their lives to save others. The beatification process of the Olma family began in 2003. On 17 December 2022, Pope Francis approved the decree of their martyrdom, paving the way for their beatification. The ceremony took place on 10th September 2023 in Markova. The Olma family joined the procession of martyrs, becoming a seed that yields a bountiful harvest. It is a harvest of hope in the final victory of good over evil, a model for future generations. A warning of what can happen when people are stripped of their dignity and when neither man-made law nor divine law is respected.